Life's been read, anthem's been sung, and we are ready to go from Pioneer Park as the Flyboys and the Axemen get set to renew their rivalry in the Appalachian League's West Division. Look at the defensive alignment. If you missed the starting lineups for the Flyboys at catcher, Ian Daugherty makes it back in that rotation. First base, Aiden Canada. Second base, Will Brown. Shortstop, Maddox Mikolaikis. It's the first time we've seen Mikolaikis at shortstop this season. Third base is Dub Glead. And from left to right in the outfield, you have Andrew Pinkston in the left, Shamar Dalton in center. And right field, you have Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly's been the top hitter, really, during this cold stretch for the rest of the team. O'Reilly and La Liberte have been the ones that have been able to keep ahead for the Flyboys, keep them in some games. Here's your Pizza Inn uniform report. First, we'll look at the Flyboys back home wearing the navy hats with the Flyboys logo on the front. Flyboys across the chest and blue and red outline, blue and red numbers, the cream-colored jerseys and pants. Looking at the Kingsport Axemen, they wear the blue hats with the K, with the axe on the front in orange. Also have the navy blue batting helmets, the orange jerseys with Kingsport across the chest and white with blue outline and white numbers with a blue outline. And then the white pants, that's your Pizza Inn uniform report for both of these squads. Rowan Tarbert getting his tosses in. Looking to rebound after that tough game against Burlington. Gave up that home run on July 10th to just snuck to the left of the foul pole, and that really kind of started it. That 6-0 loss for the Flyboys in a 7-inning game, which they only got one hit. Offense has been hard to come by at times for the Flyboys on this 6-game stretch. Other than that Elizabethan game, up 7-5 and allowed 7 unanswered runs and a 12-7 loss to Elizabethan. Other than that, my boy's offense has been pretty cold as Nay Anderson steps in. The Gardner Webb running Bulldog will lead things off. Former Appy League Player of the Week. He has been phenomenal this season. First pitch in there for a strike from Tarbert, and we're underway. 7:03 p.m. here in Greenville. Glad you could join us on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Anderson Bang 331 with an 897 OPS. Chops that one over toward Brown. Brown picks it up, fires the first, and it's a close play, but makes the out. See, that's Nate Anderson's speed right there. On a play that would probably normally be, you know, pretty easy to say, oh, that's an out. Well, that's a tough play. Nate Anderson speeds there for sure. And looks like we have a change in the lineup at the last minute. So Goldsmith not batting here. Aaron Casillas has now moved up to bat second. So we'll have to see where Goldsmith comes in. So that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. So Aaron Casillas now batting second. So we'll see where Goldsmith bats later on. It's 0-1. One out. That one's high for a ball, 1-1. So Casillas batting 266 on the year. Transferring to Cal Poly. It's that very last second change onto the lineup here. So it's the 1-1. That was shot foul, 1-2. If all was going to be Goldsmith, Casillas is listed in 9-hole. Casillas batting 266. On the year, 666 OPS. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Rowan Tarbert goes right at Casillas, gets the strikeout. And there's two away here in the top of the first inning for Ian Riley. Riley batting a whopping 350 on the year. The middle of this lineup is of Riley Peterson Perry is very dangerous, a lot of power. So you cannot miss as Riley will step in with two outs. First pitch just misses outside for a ball, 1-0. So two outs. First two have been retired as Riley will step in. So one, that one's hit foul softly. It's now 1-1. Well, to Ian Riley, like I said, batting 350 on the year, 923 OPS. This season for the Axemen. 1-1, misses low, 2-1. 26 game on base streak for Ian Riley. Really only him and Harrison Rogers have had streaks like that this season in the Harrison Rogers of Elizabethan in the Appy League. It's 2-1. That one misses high, now 3-1. So Tarbert looking to get a 1-2-3 inning in danger of issuing a walk with two outs. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Ian Riley. Fires as Tarbert. Swing and a miss. Now the count runs full and a chance for Tarbert to get his second straight strikeout. Old Kingsport off the scoreboard early. 3-2 pitch coming from Rowan Tarbert. Here's the payoff pitch with two outs, top of the first. Hit over toward Brown. Brown picks it up, fires the first, and ending over. 1-2-3 inning. Rowan Tarbert gets a strikeout, gets the 1-2-3 to start the ball game, and that's what Fly Boys need to do. But can they get the offense going? That's been the question mark the past few games. We'll see what they can do when we turn to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nothing new for the Axemen to start this ball game, and Cole Hales will be on the bump for Kingsport. This season, Hales is a 3-0 record, a 3.42 ERA. He's gone 23 and two-thirds of an inning. You know, 24 hits, 11 runs, none of those earned. 8 walks and 17 strikeouts. Opponents are batting just .267 against him. As Pinkston will step in to lead off. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch to Pinkston for a strike, 0-1 from Hales. Hales did get rocked his last start. Went just three innings against Elizabethan. Got 7 hits, 7 runs. That was for a ball, 1-1. 5 of those earned. Got 2 home runs against the River Riders. Walked 2 and struck out 5 back on July 2nd. That one's ripped over the head of the second baseman and down. There's the first hit of the ball game, a single for Andrew Pinkston. And just like that, Fly Boys have a runner on with nobody out to start the ball game. Now bringing Doug Lee. Well, Pinkston's starting to get going with the bat. Fortunately, he's been gunned out trying to steal third twice the past week, so see how he can do here. As Doug Gleed steps in, breaking ball is in there for a strike, 0-1. O-1's off the end of the bag, Gleed straight into the air toward the right fielder Riley and makes the catch. There's one away. Trying to figure out. Okay, so we have a new third baseman. And that third baseman is who? In a late scratch was Goldsmith. Kendall Diggs is now at third base. At first base, it's Jacob Perry. It's again, new lineup for Axeman coming in. Didn't tell anybody about it. So that one's hit to Smith, shortstop for the first for one, for the second for one, pardon me, for the. So we gotta figure out this new lineup for Kingsport, so apologies. And of course I didn't tweet it, so trying to figure out who exactly is playing where for Kingsport. Trying to figure it out right now as they have moved this lineup around. So we'll figure out where everybody's playing after Doug Lee or Miles Smith grounds out into a fielder's choice. That gets Pinkston out second. Seeing Doherty steps in with two outs. And Smith at first base. That one finds the strike zone. It's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now 1-2, and Hale's a chance to get out of the inning. Canaday's on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Doherty. It's high, 2-2. So we're trying to figure out where everybody is. It looks like at second base is Mays White, so that is correct. I believe that is Casillas at short. We'll have to figure this all out. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. We'll figure out next inning. So a strikeout from Hales to end the inning after giving up the leadoff single to Pinkston. Fly boys can't score. We head to the top of the second inning. No score here between Axeman and Flyboys. Flyboys Broadcast Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, so so like we said, Kingsport completely changed the lineup, didn't tell anybody, so great communication there from the Axemen. That's just summer ball for sure, as Corbin Shaw steps in. He's playing DH, batting fourth, first pitch is fouled off. 0-1. Top of the second inning, no score, as again the Axemen completely changed their lineup and not entirely sure. Jake Perry's on deck, now playing first base. That one skips 1-1. So trying to figure all of this out for you. Yeah, right now we know Anderson's leading off. Casillas bats second, and he's at short. Riley's in right field. Shaw is batting now. He bats fourth. Jake Perry's at first base now, and he's batting fifth. Diggs at third base. That one's fouled off. As we assume, no idea what the order is. Very last minute changes. We're not made aware of any of them by really either team as well. So we apologize for us trying to figure out exactly where everybody is. For the Axemen, here's the 1-2 to Shaw. Fouled off. Shaw stays alive. Shaw has been a menace against the Fly Boys. The last time they played at Kingsport in that 17-14 game, Shaw went 4-for-4 with 5 RBI. So the 1-2. That one's going to skip, and it's now 2-2. My boys got a runner on in Pinkston, and a fielder's choice by Miles Smith got him out, and a strikeout in the inning from Hales. Tarver looking for his second strikeout. 2-2 pitch to Shaw. It foul, and now 2-2 stays. Shaw has not swung and missed at anything or has looked at a strike. Yeah, he's 2-for-2, and he's, all of his strikes are 4 foul balls. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Tarbert. That one's helped the end of the bat foul again. So every single ball Shaw has hit is going foul, and this is at bat. This is pitch number 8 of this at bat already. So the 2-2 pitch, as Shaw will call time. In a completely different lineup than Axemen. So trying to figure it out, and you know, that's going to be hard on the players, too, as you get one lineup or see one lineup early and having to change it. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit sharply up the third base line between third and short, and that is a single. So a long at-bat, Shaw takes advantage. He gets the first hit of the night for the Axemen. We have a leadoff single here in the top of the second inning. Here comes Jake Perry. Perry batting .354 on the year. Hit a home run last night. And it's 1,038 on base, on OPS, pardon me. Nobody out. The leadoff single by Shaw. He sends it first. Breaking ball misses from Tarbert, 1-0. So on deck is Peterson. First pitch, our second pitch hit by Perry goes right toward right field, and nobody out. Back-to-back singles. So back-to-back singles for the Axemen. Sam Peterson steps in. So there's Peterson, was supposed to bat in Shaw's place, and now moves down to the sixth hole. Now Peterson does well. He's batting .354 on the year. 1,215 is OPS. Peterson will step in now of 1. Looks like Diggs is on deck. Leave from here. So Diggs is on deck now. He'll bat behind Peterson. So again, trying to figure out exactly where everybody's batting for the Axemen. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Tarbert. That one misses away, 2-1. A good pitch, just missed a little low. Couldn't get the frame job. Could Daugherty. Hit an RBI double that made a comeback at the beginning after being down 5-0, and the Kingsport got up 6-5. Ultimately fell 17-14 to Elizabethan last night. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Tarbert. Got him to chase one up high. It's now 2-2. 2-2 with nobody out. Runs at first and second. Scoreless ball game in the top of the second inning. Fly Boys looking to keep Kingsport off the board. Kingsport looking to break this one open. Top offense in the Appia League. They score 7 runs tonight. That's 300 runs this season for the Axemen. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Pearson to chase another one. That's the first out of the ball game. Strikeout by Tarbert. And Kendall Diggs, the third baseman, will step in. .250 on the year. .681 OPS. Again, was supposed to bet, but was listed as playing first base earlier in the game, now being third. And you hear is Diggs gets set with one out. First pitch is in there for a strike. Looked like a pitch out from Dolly to check on Shaw, but got right down the middle, so. Gets in there. Ground ball would be huge for the Fly Boys to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Tarbert to Diggs. And Diggs will call time as Tarbert was taking his time over the mound. Especially staring back at the shortstop, Mikolaikas. Make sure Mikolaikas was in the right area. No one pitch coming from Kendall Diggs from Rowan Tarbert. One out in the top of the second. Here's the pitch in the dirt, and 1-1. One with one out, top the second inning. Still no score. Back-to-back singles by the Axemen, but then a strikeout on Sam Peterson. It's the 1-1. Breaks up high, and now 2-1. So Diggs 2-1 with Hunter on deck. Who is a big bat for sure. Now the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Look to get on with the bases loaded and a chance to blow this game open. In the top of the second inning, scoreless right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Tarbert. He gets set, checks on Shaw at second, and now will fire. That one's low, now 3-1, and Tarbert in danger of issuing his first walk of the ball game. And that would load the bases for Hunter. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming from Tarbert as he gets set on Diggs. Razorback steps in from Arkansas. Runs at first and second. 3-1 in the dirt. That's a walk. And the bases are loaded with just one out for Henry Hunter. Hunter in the right spot in the lineup that we were given, batting 8. Playing catcher as Hunter will step in. I believe that is Mays White on deck, so I think we have gotten all of this sorted out for the most part. Bases are loaded. Nobody out, or one out. That one's fouled off. 0-1. We're on Henry Hunter with one out. She'll step in. Mays White is on deck. Back-to-back UAB Blazers.
So 1-1 pitch coming to Hunter from Tarver. Bases loaded with one out and top of the second. 1-1. Chopped over to first. Fires to home plate. And that one's high from Canada. That's an error by Canada, and that allows him to run the score. That throw was way too high by Canada. Went over the head of Daugherty. For Mays White, I don't know what happened there from Canada. As that throw goes way high, first error of the day allows a run to score. Now Mays White steps in. So no clue what Canada was trying to do there. He just gunned it over the head of. And the bases are still loaded. One out. It's a 1-0 lead for the Axemen. And roll that error. Base is still low with one out. To White, watches the ball in the dirt. 1-1. I mean, Canada got set, ready to go, and just airmailed that ball. Way over the head of Daugherty. There's the 1-1 pitch to White. That one almost clips him, and if that one hit him, another run would have come in. Canada's error, and an error last night got the scoring started for the Doughboys. And the defensive miscues this week is the reason the Flyboys lost six in a row. That one's hit softly toward Glee. Glee fires second for one, fires the first, not in time. And on the fielder's choice, another run's going to score. 2-0 lead on the fielder's choice by Mays White. So White with the speed gets on, and that allows another run to score. And now Axemen lead at 2-0 with two outs. Here in the top of the second inning. As Anderson comes up, it's second time today. Ground out the second his last time up. 2-0 lead for the Axemen. He's going to lay down a bunt and pulls back as a ball 1-0. Anderson's got that speed for sure with White at first and with Diggs at third, there's a good chance to come around and score. 1-0 pitch coming. Anderson gets in there for a strike, 1-1. I don't know why it says the 10th inning on our scoreboard. That's the first time the innings have worked this year on our scoreboard. So trying to figure out what exactly there is going on. But it's 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning, not the 10th inning. And this one, apologies for the miscues. Again, at Kingsport, an entirely different lineup than what was handed to us before the game started. Doesn't matter. They have a 2-0 lead no matter what lineup they have thrown out there. As Tarver checks at first base, so. Looks like we're not going to have any sort of normalcy between these two teams. Never have a normal game, it feels like, at times between these two West Division rivals. 2-0 lead for the Axemen here with two outs in the top of the second inning. Those are the corners. White's going to take off. Anderson hits that one sky high in foul territory. Daugherty's going to look for it. Caught off by Gleed, makes the catch. And that ends the inning, but not before the Axemen add two runs onto the board and take a 2-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Flyboys already got some work to do, down 2-0 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov.
So Aiden Kennedy looking to make up. And they will step in after that error. Miles will run the score. One's in there for strike one and one. 2-0 lead. That one misses from Hales. That one misses outside. 3-1. Again, don't know why it's showing a top of the 20th inning. It is top of the second. 3-1 right down the middle. The count runs full. Payoff pitch, and that's a leadoff walk issued to Kennedy. So Kennedy makes up for the error, drawing a leadoff walk, and that's how Kingsport got started with our single. Riley steps in. Nobody out. For Riley, as that one's hit foul toward the concourse, 0-1. That one tripped. What a catch is made. A third baseman throw is high. Can Perry get the tag? He just does. Double play. What a play by Diggs over at third base. Gets the out. And then gets a rally back at first base. So, wow, what a play. And just like that, after a leadoff runner reaches, the 5-3 double play by Diggs. Made two outs here. His first pitch to Dalton's 1-0. Bottom of the second inning. It's a 1-0 swing and a miss. It's now 1-1. Bottom of the second inning. Nobody on. Two outs. And that one misses Dalton. 2-0. Will Brown's on deck if the five boys can get to him. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Now Deuce is wild to Dalton. Fastball blows it right by him. 2-2 pitch coming from Hales. And Hales thought that was strike three. And I think a lot of people thought this, that was strike three in the stadium. So did the Axemen. They were walking the field, but the count runs full instead. To Dalton. 3-2 pitch with two outs from Hales to Dalton. No doubt about that one. Hales gets some swinging. So, leadoff walk issued by Hales. But then a double play turned by Diggs. And then the strikeout from Hales as the defense comes up big for the Axemen. We play two. Fly Boys have some work to do for sure. Down 2-0 at the top of the third inning on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
2-0 lead for the Axemen here as we go to the top of the third inning. Check around the rest of the Appy League. Burlington up 1-0 on Danville. So Danville trying to avoid a fifth straight loss and already down to the Sock Puppets in the bottom of the third. Bristol and Pulaski scoreless in the top of the third inning, but the State Liners have runners at the corners with two outs. Johnson City up 4-0 on Elizabeth in the bottom of the second inning. Princeton and Bluefield, they're playing the second game of a doubleheader. In the double first game, Princeton won 7-2. And the Whistlepigs looking for the sweep in the bottom of the second inning as it's Bluefield and Princeton scoreless with Bluefield has a runner on first and nobody out. So Bluefield looking for the split. So here comes Aaron Casillas. 2-0 lead to lead off the top of the third inning. Struck out his last time up. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Well, take away the error by Canada. It's scoreless ball game. But the error allows a run to score, and then two runs were scored as that was in there. 0-2. That run is both those runs unearned because the inning would have been over. So Tarbert's done his job as defense. Hasn't really helped them out too much here. The 0-2 to Casillas. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Tags made. Three pitches, three strikes. So Rowan Tarbert gets another strikeout. Third of the day. There's one away here in the top of the third inning for Ian Riley. Riley is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to second base to end the first inning. So look to get on here. The entire top third of this order is not reached yet, so it's been the middle of the order that has damaged the fly balls. That one's hit straight to center field. Hanging out in center and making the catch is Dalton, and there's two away. So quickly two away here at the top of the third inning. It's Corbin Shaw. He got the scoring started. Had a leadoff single in the second. Came around to score off the error by Canada. And that time made it a 1-0 game. I don't miss outside. 1-0. His teammate Jake Perry would come around to score later in the frame. And that's why it's 2-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right down the middle for a strike, 1-1. Again, we're not sure why the inning's saying to bottom of the 20. If we can still work out some bugs, but hey, glad we have at least a score. Score is correct. It is 2-0. Sometimes, you know, technology does not want to work with you for some reason. Sign said tonight, but hey. Glad you could join us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. If you couldn't come out to Pioneer Park, still a great crowd here for Princess Night. It's 2-1 pitch to Shaw. Check swing. Let's say Shaw doesn't go around. Daugherty does not appeal, and that's now 3-1 on Shaw. Shaw Sherman 0 for 5 last night, so really it's just from the Fly Boys. He's not just the Fly Boys, he's done this dude's bank 354 on the year, so. Uncharacteristic last night for him as that one misses for a ball in the dirt, and that is a two-out walk for Corbin Shaw. So. Second walk of the game by Tarbert. As Jacob Perry steps in. Perry singled his last time up, carrying the score off the fielder's choice by White. As Perry steps in, getting the Perry the Platypus treatment. Or his name. Well, it hasn't worked so far as he has a run scored a single. That one's outside, one and up. Perry hit for the cycle last night against Elizabethan. So despite that loss, Perry had a phenomenal night at the plate against the River Riders. The 1-0 in the dirt blocked by Daugherty, 2-0. Perry last night. For me, it was Peterson who hit for the cycle last night. He stands on deck. Perry last night did go 2 for 5, a 2-run score and 3 RBI. Peterson went 4 for 4 with 4 RBI and drew 2 walks. Very efficient was Peterson. Had a home run, a triple, and a double, and a single. 2-0 pitch. I'm going to check back on Shaw at first. He's in there safely. For our game, Elizabethan scored 10 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, and that helped them pull away and hold off the Axemen the last minute to win that game 17-14. So, and these two teams have never played, really played just one quote-unquote normal game, a 3-1 win for the Axemen on the second day of the season. Perry checks swing and in the dirt, and they'll appeal to the umpire. And in the field is Taylor Parsons, Matthew Metcalf at home plate. Now, Matthew Metcalf notorious for a small strike zone. He is consistent, and that's all you ask for. Some of these pitches I've looked close from both pitchers. Well, they've been called a ball, so. See if that stays the case here. 2 outs, 3-0 count on the Perry. That one gets in there for a strike. 3-1. On to Perry with Shaw at first base. Tarver looking to avoid his second straight walk of the inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Rowan Tarbert. In the dirt, back-to-back walks, and that middle of the batting order has gotten on base twice in a row now with singles and walks of Shaw and Perry. Now, Peterson did strike out his last time up. And right here, that would be big for Tarbert here with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Top of the 3rd inning, pardon me. Two outs and runners at first and second for Peterson. This from Tarbert hits sky high out of the concourse, 0-1. 2-0 lead for Kingsport. If Peterson can do what he did last night, which is get on base, and he did that 6 times last night. Putting 4 hits, hitting for the cycle, and bring home at least 1 run. Shaw over at second base. The 0-1 pitch. Shaw's going to take off. Breaking ball fires from Daugherty. Well outside, and just getting underneath the tag from Gleed is Shaw. Perry will stand up at second. Now both runners in scoring position with 2 outs. That's a ball in the dirt. Tarbert's got that long windup, so players are able to steal off of him because of that. There's the 1-1. Tarbert swing and a miss, now 1-2. And so Tarbert can get out of this situation without any damage if he can get one more strike. His fans getting loud to support Tarbert. 1-2 pitch, 2 outs, runs at second, third here in the top of the 3rd inning. Here's the 1-2. Hit high into the air, gonna hang up, and will be found by the right fielder. O'Reilly makes the catch and gets out of the jam. So the Axemen get 2 runners in the scoring position. But O'Reilly makes the catch in the outfield to end the inning, head to the bottom of the 3rd. Flyboys down 2-0. Gotta wake the bats up here. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Flyboys down 2-0 here at Pioneer Park. It's Kingsport Axman Fins. The Flyboys are at home all weekend long against Kingsport. So when you come to Pioneer Park, make sure you stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Well, Cole Hales has done enough to keep Flyboys off the board so far. The first pitch to Will Brown's up high, 1-0. Hales allowed just one hit, has walked one, and struck out two. So runners have gotten on, but haven't been able to do anything yet. As that one's chopped softly. Going to be in the no man's land. Tough play from White and fires. It's low to Perry, but Perry makes the catch. Great play by Perry on a tough play to get Will Brown out on the ground out. As Maddox Mikolaikis will step in. This is Mikolaikis. This is the first time we have seen him at Pioneer Park. His first start at Johnson City two nights ago. First pitch misses just outside 1-0. Mikolaikis from Minnesota committed to Arizona. Got his first hit at Johnson City. His own misses outside 2-0. Went 1-for-4 in that ball game. And a pair of defensive plays as well. So Mikolaikis looking to get something going for the Flyboys here of one out. Next pitch he sees hits that one out to the outfield. Peterson on the run makes the catch. Oh, he doesn't. Gets over his glove. Mikolaikis will one out double. And there's something cooking for the Flyboys here with one out in the bottom of the third inning. That ball kind of disappeared over Riley's head, in the shadows. And that hit. Now for Mikolaikis, his second of the year. Second of the day for the Flyboys. And all of a sudden, there's one out for Andrew Pinkston now. And a runner at second base. Pinkston got a single his last time up, was out on a fielder's choice. He is the only other hit of the day for the Flyboys. Here's the pitch from Hales outside, 1-0. Can the Flyboys take advantage after the one-out double by Mikolaikis? It sits at second base, the 1-0 pitch. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, 1-1. Metcalf, this is a little bit wider of a strike zone than usual that he has had this season. Some of his pitches earlier in the year would called balls, 1-1. That one gets in there for a strike, sneaks in there at the last minute. Pinkston doesn't agree to the call, but it's snuck down inside the strike zone, now 1-2. One out here in the bottom of the third. Hit off the end of the bat. Riley's going to make the catch. Mikolaikis will tag up and smartly goes back to second base because Riley was playing in shallow center field, and there's two away. So Doug Gleed will now bat. He flew out to right his last time up. As Hales looks to strand Mikolaikis at second base. Keep the lead to 2-0 here for the Axemen here in the bottom of the third inning.
Pitch to Gleed. Misses. Breaking ball for ball one and up. First of a three-game set between these two West Division rivals. 0-1. Breaking ball. That one finds a strike zone from Hales. It's 1-1. I mean, they're actually going to say 0-2, I believe. So Doug Lee went around the first pitch. 0-2 from Hales, hit off the end of the bat. That one rolls up top and caught by Miles Smith on the run. Nice play. Fortunately, doesn't make Gleed out. Two UC Irvine teammates there. Batting 2 and 3 in the lineup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. 1-2 count to Dub Gleed with two outs. Here's the 1-2. Hit off the end of the bat, and Gleed stays alive. Fouls that one off toward the bullpen of the Greenville Flyboys. Gorgeous night here for baseball. And sun's setting. It's going to cool down a little bit. Going to actually feel about low 70s in Greenville as the wind blows out toward left field softly. So some slight wind at Pioneer Park. I believe that's the fourth game I can say we've had wind at Pioneer Park. 1-2. That one's hit softly up the middle. We'll get by Perry. What a play by White. Throws it wide. That allows Gleed to reach. And a run's going to score. As Mikolakis will score. And Gleed's going to advance to second base. So the error allows a run to score. And the Flyboys have made it a 2-1 ball game. So a little soft roller. It's going to be a tough play by White. They may roll that infield single, actually. I think that's going to be a roll ahead. That's probably going to be a roll infield single for Gleed, regardless. It's going to score a run. Maybe a 2-1 ball game. That was a tough play by White. Third hit of the ball game, and run's going to score. Now 2-1 as Gleed stands at second base. Off of the infield single. Mikolakis comes in to score. Now his teammate Mays White sits up on the base paths. Chance to bring home his teammate. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. So it's a two-out hitting from Dub Gleed has made it. 2-1 ball game. Here's the 0-1 that gets in there for a strike, 0-2. White will step in. His teammate Gleed at second base after the two-out RBI single. It's the 0-2. That one misses outside, 1-2. 2-1 lead for Kingsport. The single by Gleed has cut that lead in half. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in there, called strike 3. Good pitch from Hales. Smith does not agree with the call, but it got in there for a strike. But Doug Gleed's RBI single allows Mikolakis to score for the first time this season, and the Flyboys have cut the lead in half. We head to top of the fourth inning. Flyboys down 2-1. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
2-1 lead now for the Axemen after a RBI single by Dub Gleed brings on Max Mikolakis. The lead's been cut in half, so
Fly boys have found an answer. Weren't able to do so this week in their past few ball games against Burlington, Johnson City, and really Elizabethan for the second half of that series. Unable to answer some of those runs scored. The answer here, lead in half 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning as Kendall Diggs will step up. Diggs is has not recorded that back because he drew a walk his last time up back in the second inning. Strand on third to end inning. First pitch swings at that one. Gets him to go golfing to Tarbert. This is that 0-1. 2-1 lead for the Axemen here. And what's probably going to be still a wild game. Plenty of baseball left. That one misses 1-1 as Tarbert's hat comes off. Tarbert's got a nice head of lettuce that he's been guarding out all season long. And Tarbert's family, they come to every single game. Want to appreciate their support. Come to almost every single ball game. See them in the stands. And appreciate them supporting the Fly Boys and Rowan Tarbert, of course. 1-1. Set off the end of the bat, hangs in the air. Gleed will chase after it and watch it go out of play, 1-2. Gleed playing third base. I believe it's the first time our second straight night Gleed's played third base. Played third base against Johnson City last night. Made a nice double play against the Doughboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Rowan Tarbert to Kendall Diggs. Tarbert gets set and fires. That one almost clips Diggs. I don't know how it didn't get him. It looked like it ran on the inside of his jersey. He may have brushed by him. And Diggs didn't sell it. He'll step back in with a 2-2 count now. Nobody out, leading off the top of the fourth inning. 2-2. That one's held at the end of the bat. Foul. Gets out of play. Every ball game in the Appy League has had a run scored in it. It's Bristol up 1-0 on Pulaski in the bottom of the fourth. Danville still down 2-0 to Burlington. This is two nights after being outscored combined 19-1 by Bluefield in the series. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is strikeout number four for Rowan Tarbert. He gets the out. The start, the top of the fourth inning is Henry Hunter steps in. Henry Hunter. Reached on an error by Canada as that allowed the first run to score. Alpha is going to move to the left. That first pitch just missed outside from Tarbert 1-0. Hunter does have some power to him. Batting 281 on the season. Has hit a couple home runs this year. The 1-0 pitch to Hunter. Chopped foul toward the Flyboy dugout 1-1. Hunter and, of course, Miles White stays on deck. Going to be teammates at Alabama Birmingham next season. White transferred from Florida State down to UAB. Pair of Blazers batting in the lower parts of this lineup. That one misses way high, 2-1. No action in the bullpen yet, but Tarbert's done very well tonight. And it's 3-1 for his innings. Those runs are unearned. Only two hits tonight for the Axemen. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-2. Both those runs unearned, though not his fault. For Tarbert with the four strikeouts. Two walks, really only issue, and the two hits, of course. Other than that, it's been solid. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one's chopped foul toward the dugout. And nice catch by cameraman Eric down in the dugout. Alex Diaz asked for that ball, and they're going to give him the Sports Center top 10 for Eric's nice catch off the ground there. Having fun with him. It's 2-2 pitch. Well outside. And good for Hunter to hold off on that one. That's a tempting pitch, but Broke a little too much outside. Now the count runs full. One out here in the top of the fourth. 2-1 lead for the Axemen here in Greenville. Payoff pitch from Tarbert. That one's up the middle into no man's land. That is a one-out single for Henry Hunter. So he's reached twice today. So every single batter that has reached, that has recorded a hit, has reached twice today. As Mays White steps in, White reached on a fielder's choice, brought in the second run of the ball game to make it 2-0 at the time. Runner at first is Hunter after the single up the middle. And Hunter steps off, and he's out. Pickoff move by Tarbert. Hunter got greedy, took a big lead over at first base. Tarbert guns him out, and there's two outs here in the top of the fourth. So just like that, White will step in with two outs and nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. What a pickoff move by Tarbert. Here's a pitch from Tarbert. That one misses away, 1-0. Only other pitcher that has done that this season with the Flyboys is Jack Liberio Jr. He has 4 pickoffs this season. But Rowan Tarbert with a nice move there to pick off the runner. The 1-0 pitch to White. That one almost clips White, gets out of the way, 2-0. White can reach the top of the order. Nate Anderson, that's on deck, would already be the third time today. Has seen Anderson. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Tarbert. Well outside 3-0. So Tarbert, after getting the pickoff, in danger of issuing his third walk of the day. Hunter took way too big of a lead there, and by the time he tried to get back in, it was too late. Nice throw to Canada. 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle, 3-1. So two outs here. 3-1 count. Again, don't know why it's showing the 20th inning on the scoreboard. It is the top of the fourth. 3-1 pitch. That one misses out. Oh, no. Finds the score. The strike's on late call from Matthew Metcalf. And now the count runs full. It'll be a payoff pitch from Tarbert. So that one just found the top corner. Thought that was ball four, but it's not. It's a 3-2 pitch coming from Tarbert to Mays White. Here's the payoff pitch. That one gets right down the middle, strike three. So Tarbert gets the pickoff move and then strikes out White to end the inning and holds the Axemen off the board at the bottom of the fourth inning. Axemen still up 2-1. Flyboys looking to tie it up or take a lead. We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Flyboys down 2-1, but Rowan Tarbert, phenomenal in that inning. Strikeout, allows a single, then picks off Hunter, and then gets another strikeout. So Rowan Tarbert has settled in nicely here for the Flyboys. We hit the bottom of the fourth. Ian Daugherty will lead it off. Daugherty struck out his last time up, and first pitch swinging 0-1. Cole Hales has done well tonight. He's given up the 3 hits and the 1 run other than the infield single by Dub Gleed. It's been pretty good as well. 0-1 misses high. 1-1. Given up the 3 hits, struck out 3 and has walked 1. So Hales doing well for the Axemen. That one misses outside 2-1. Again, Kingsport had some of the pitching has been questioned at times. Wonder if they would be a complete team, and then they shut everybody up with the dominant performance against Burlington as that one's chopped over toward third, picked up, fires the first in plenty of time. Daughtry's out to start the fourth inning. What I was saying is that Axman, again, you see the high-scoring games, you think, man, they can score, but do they have any defense? Well, against Burlington, who is the second-best offense in the league, outscore them 13-2, including a 7-0 shutout, the Sock Puppets, earlier this week. And then, of course, almost for a no-hitter against Elizabethton. Can they foul that one off on a laser above the dugout, and so in one. My great last night, a 17-14 game. So, again, that offense, if that offense wakes up, and when it inevitably does, they are a dangerous team. You just got to keep them in check. 0-1 misses outside 1-1. In fact, of course, these two meetings, the meetings between these teams, the lowest scoring meeting was 3-1. That was on the second day of the season. Then you're still trying to figure out everything out at that point. That one's hit high into the air and fouled out by Canada 1-2. 10-9 win for Kingsport on June 2nd. 3-1 win for Kingsport on June 3rd. And on June 23rd, 17-14 win for the Flyboys. And an 8-7 win for the Flyboys on June 24th. So, been a pair of mostly high-scoring games and a quartet of mostly high-scoring games. And now just 2-1, but still just the bomb of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-2 to Canada. Breaking ball finds the corner of the strike zone. Good pitch from Hales, and there's two away. Strikeout number four by Hales. He just froze Canada on that one, and he's now away from getting a 1-2-3 inning as he faces Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly is last time up. He's up for one. Grounded out the third his last time up in the second inning. Two outs, nobody on for O'Reilly as Hales throws that one high, 1-0. So Hales, 3 2/3 of innings, allowed 3 hits, 1 run, walked 1 and struck out 4. Swing and a miss, gets O'Reilly swinging like a sword and gets him the chase, now 1-1. O'Reilly's been consistent for the Flyboys hitting-wise during this losing streak, but still banged his 291 on the year. Now and misses low, 2-1. Hit that home run in the rain against Elizabethton to try to get the Flyboys to come back, and the Flyboys ultimately fell to the River Riders. 2-1, hit off the end of the bat high in the air, and will get out of play with a funk over the awning, and now deuces wild to Jack O'Reilly. Trying to get the 1-2-3 inning is Hales. 2-2 pitch up high, and now the count runs full. He's good at getting on base as well, though. Able to draw some walks, made some good defensive plays. Payoff pitch, well outside, and O'Reilly gets on base. So no 1-2-3 inning as a base runner on with two outs. Second walk of the day for Hales and coming up, Shamar Dalton. Dalton struck out his last time up. Dalton is batting just 267 on the year. He has struggled for a bit during this losing streak. Now it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Dalton got a sack fly against Bluefield and then didn't record another hit until last night against Johnson City. We got a single. 0-1, check swing, and they're going to say Dalton went around, 0-2. Got a single late in that game. And of course, the Flyboys offense, after a Diaz fielder's choice scored lead, there's nothing going. Flyboys late in that one, 7-1 loss. 0-2, well outside, break ball, and Hale is kind of pointing himself like, that's me, I missed that one. Good pitch, but Dalton laid off because it broke just a little too much. 1-2 with two outs, O'Reilly at first base. Here's a pitch to Dalton. Dalton hits off the end of the bat. That could be trouble, but it's going to hang in the air just a little too long. And Anderson makes the catch. So O'Reilly draws a two-out walk. Flyboys are unable to bring him home. We head to the fifth inning. Kingsport leads it 2-1 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Five boys down, 2-1. We head to the top of the fifth inning to the Kingsport Axemen and fans. Wicked Weeds, the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weeds has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors. Order the four drinker. Find your new favorite on tap at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Flyboys are home all weekend long, taking on the Kingsport Axemen. They'll play again on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then they'll play on Sunday at 5:30 on a 7-inning Sunday game. Hope you can come out. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Flyboys are wearing the USS Greenville jerseys, submarine that served in time of war, named after the city of Greenville. They'll be wearing those jerseys, auctioning them off after the game. And Sunday is, of course, Sunday Fun Day, 7-inning game. Hope you can make it out. But if not, we'll have all the action on the Flyboys broadcast network. Nathan Anderson steps in. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. So, and A. Anderson, 0-2 today, uncharacteristic of him. The Gardner-Webb running Bulldog is very good getting on base this season, but so far not tonight. The 0-1 breaks low, 1-1. Of course, this could be announcer's curse, Jinx. We'll see as Anderson's reached in 16 consecutive ball games. That streak on the line here in the top of the fifth innings is 0-2. There's the 1-1. Head off the end of the bat high into the air, but goes foul, 1-2. Gardner-Webb, of course, with changing head coaches. Rusty Strapp retired after multiple years there. And Gardner-Webb this year made a run at the Big South Championship, almost knocked off the 1-seed Campbell Fighting Camels, but fell in the elimination game. It's the 1-2. That one's high, 2-2. Tournament played up in High Point, North Carolina, the home of the High Point Rockers of the Atlantic League. Of course, have Logan Morrison on their team, made headlines this week. 2-2 pitch. Well outside, 3-2. A controversial call, between the Rockers and I believe the team from Long Island. Walk off by Long Island and ended up with both teams yelling at the umpire, despite Long Island walking it off to win it. Here's a payoff pitch coming from Tarbert. Head up high into the air. It's going to hang up and shell that field. Dalton will make the catch. There's one away, so. Barney Pinkston will make that catch. And Anderson 0-3 today. That's uncharacteristic for him. Here goes Aaron Casillas. He's 0-2. A pair of strikeouts looking to avoid the silver sombrero. Tarver will look for his sixth strikeout. Great outing. Roman Tarver. These two runs are unearned. Allen gets, and then, misses low for a ball. Good frame job by Daugherty. It fooled me, but did not fool Matthew Metcalf. As Daugherty kind of shakes his head in frustration at that one, 1-0. That was a good pitch from Tarver, nonetheless. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses well high, and it's now 2-0 as a body is up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. Believe, based on the body type, can't see the number, might be Cade Nelson or Caleb Jones. It is Cade Nelson warming up. I was going to say Caleb Jones we saw a couple of nights ago, so I wouldn't think it'd be him. Cade Nelson warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. 2-0 from Tarver. Hit over toward third, picked up by Gleed. Gleed fires over to first base, scooped up by Kennedy. Good stop by Dub Gleed. On the ground out over at third base, and there's two away. That's a heck of a play by Gleed. A little slow roller. Well ahead, able to stop before go to the outfield. Gets up and fires at the first base to get the second out of the inning. As Ian Raleigh steps in, the top three of this lineup are currently 0-6 with two strikeouts, or probably 0-8 with two strikeouts. But that middle portion of Shaw, Perry, and Peterson, Shaw and Perry have reached twice today. First pitch to Riley is high for a ball, 1-0. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Now we're going to find the corner, 1-1. So, Tarbert, if this is it for him as Nelson warms up, hey, going to go five innings. Looks to get strikeout number six. Again, two runs unearned by the Axeman. That one skips in the dirt, 2-1. This will be Tarbert's best outing of the season for sure. And those runs in the air by Kennedy. I wouldn't score. Inning should have ended there. And then the inning should have ended actually on the next play because it was a fielder's choice. Allow another run to score. 2-1 fires high. 3-1. And Tarbert a little wild at times. If he can settle down, Tarbert, I believe, would be a very good pitcher in the future. But this plays first year at East Georgia State College and did well there and has done solid in the Appy League this year. The 3-1 pitch. That one's ripped by Riley high in the air right to Jack O'Reilly. Riley on Riley crime as a 1-2-3 inning for Rowan Tarbert. And he goes five innings tonight. And if that's it for him, hey, three hits, two runs. They were both unearned. Walks two and strikes out five. Heck of a job by Rowan Tarbert in this one. See if we come back next one. Guy is having a great day as well. Cole Hales is back out on the mound for the Axemen with a 2-1 lead. We'll find out what the Fly Boys can do on offense when we return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
2-1 lead for the Axemen as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cole Hales out for another inning of work. Getting up just three hits, one run, walked two, and struck out four as Will Brown leads off the inning. Will Brown's family in town. Watching him play in person. I don't miss outside one up. The Florida A&M Rattler, who just recently came back to the team after an injury. That one misses 2-0. Had a heel injury, hadn't played since June 13th before playing on Monday, and he's done well this week. It's 2-0 pitch. The Browns fouled off 2-1. Had a couple of RBIs this week. Some runs scored. Also been very good to have him at defense as Brock Daniels deals with an injury issue. Should be back soon, however. 2-1, misses high, 3-1. Just some players banged up. That's really what it is about summer ball sometimes. It's just which team can stay healthy and keep numbers. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Brown chops that one over the third. It stays fair. Gets by the third baseman, Diggs. Rounding first base is Brown. He's going to go for two. And that is a leadoff double for Will Brown to start the bottom of the fifth inning. So Will Brown, leadoff double. So that one just snuck by Diggs over at third base, stayed fair, just like that. There's a runner on with nobody out for Maddox Mikolaikis. Mikolaikis had a double, came around with scores last time. What was that one? It was for a ball, 1-0. So Mikolaikis now batting 400 on the season. Granted, this is just his sixth at-bat right now, but Mikolaikis has come through when needed. That one misses low, 2-0, and now that bullpen getting going for the Axemen. The dugout for Kingsport is almost completely empty. That is all sitting underneath the inside the dugout. It's the bullpen full of orange jerseys down the left base line. Mikolakis steps into a count. Well outside, 3-0. So Hale's up there throwing a gem, is allowed a leadoff double, and Mikolakis, who has a double tonight as well, he can trade places with Brown, would tie this ball game up at two runs apiece. It's a 3-0. That one's right down the middle for strike 3-1. Galak is a big bat from Wayzata, Minnesota. Committed to Arizona. Playing for the Fly Boys this week. 3-1. Hit high in the air. Could hang up. Will it get down? It will not. Great read by Anderson to make that catch. And a great throw to get back in the infield before Brown could tag up. That was going to be a tough play for Anderson. He makes the great jump to steal a hit from Mikolakis and probably a run, too, if we're being honest. From the Fly Boys, one away here in the bottom of the fifth for Andrew Pinkston. Pinkston today, 1-for-2 as a single to his credit. Led off the game, but was out on the fielder's choice. Flew out to right field his last time up. Pinkston, first pitch swinging, hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play again for Anderson, and Anderson makes the catch there. As Diggs couldn't find that one, there's quickly two away. So leadoff double for Brown, and now there's two outs for Dub Gleed. Gleed, the RBI single his last time up, made a 2-1 ball game back in the third inning. And that's how the Fly Boys have their lone run the ball game. Looking to get something going here and tie it up if he can, trade places with Will Brown. Infield's going to shift to the left a little bit. Here's the first pitch. Check swing. They're going to say Glee went around 0-1. So Hales gets the two pop-ups. Thanks to some great jumps by Anderson. And now an 0-1 with two outs coming from Hales to Gleed. Brown at second base. Here's the 0-1. Allen misses 1-1, so again, doubt that Kingsport pitching staff, and they've so far, that defense has come up big tonight, but still have to get one more out. Runner at second base here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the 1-1 to Gleed. Breaking ball, nice pitch from Hales to find the corner of the strike zone. That's a good pitch. He's thrown it all night, and it's frozen these batters for the Fly Boys. So here's the 1-2 with two outs. From Hales. Glee gets out off the end of the bat, hangs in the air. Can Anderson make another tough catch? No, he can't, but a diving catch is made by the center fielder. Peterson, as Sam Peterson comes in to make that catch and hold off a run for the Fly Boys. So, Will Brown a leadoff double, but Sam Peterson keeps the Fly Boys off the board. We played 5-2-1 lead for Kingsport. We return, Fly Boys, broadcast network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Head to the top of the sixth inning. Kingsport up 2-1. What's been a defensive battle so far? Unexpected. Really, when these two teams have faced off, it's the second time really we've had a defensive ball game. As Cade Nelson will now pitch for the Fly Boys. Close door on Rowan Tarbert. He goes 5 innings with 3 hits, 2 runs. They were both unearned. Walks 2 and strikes out 5. Take away some errors. That error by Canada. And Fly Boys up 1-0. That's the tough break for Tarbert. Looking at Nelson from Gateway Community College, and Last appearance did not go his way on July 12th against Elizabethton. Went two innings, got three hits, two runs. Walked one and struck out two. And Nelson, that was the 6-3 win for the River Riders earlier this week. River Riders able to pull away and answer back really any kind of offensive onslaught they faced from the Fly Boys. So Nelson getting set, 5.91 ERA. Pardon me, is a 6.39 ERA and 12 and two-thirds innings pitch, 10 hits, 9 runs. Walked 6 and struck out 17. First pitch to Shaw, isn't it, for a strike 0-1. So Shaw has reached twice, single and a walk. He scored once. Perry, who sits behind him, has also reached twice with a single and a walk. Both times they've gotten hits, they have scored. 0-1 for Nelson, breaking ball just misses. 1-1. Okay, Nelson, big body out of Castle Pines, Colorado, Gateway Community College, 6 foot, 230 pounds. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Nelson. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Nelson. He works quickly. It's now 1-2. Trying to get Shaw out for the first time today. This guy has had the Fly Boys number this season. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fouled off into the glove of Daugherty. And Nelson comes in and gets a strikeout to start off his outing. Shuts down Shaw for the first time tonight. One away as Jake Perry steps in. Perry. Single and a walk today. Has scored a run as well. He's the run that made it 2-0 at the time. First pitch gets in there for a strike 0-1. Perry from the University of Minnesota. I believe he's from the same area that Mikolaikis is. That one breaks 1-1. Perry's from St. Paul. I'm not entirely sure how close St. Paul is to the hometown of Mass Mikolaikis. It's the 1-1. Bounce up the end. The bat hangs in the air. Pinkston's going to run back at the wall. Makes the catch. Quickly two away. Good play by Pinkston there. Sam Peterson comes in, and Peterson had that fantastic diving catch that saved the run his last time up, or off the Fly Boys in their last inning. Pitch from Nelson, misses low for a ball 1-0. Peterson is 0-2 tonight. The only batters with hits are Shaw, Perry, and Hunter. A 2-1 ball game, defensive battle. 1-0, that one gets in there for a strike 1-1. Now, granted, earlier in the week, the Fly Boys had a 6-4 ball game going against Johnson City. Was it going to be a close one? Bomb of the Ape, and then Johnson City exploded for 8 runs, including a grand slam by Caleb Marmos. That one misses for a ball 2-1. Put over the top, 14-4 loss for the Fly Boys. Just an abysmal outing in the 8th inning for the Fly Boys defense. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Nelson. Hit high in the air towards center field. Dalton makes the adjustment, makes the catch. 1-2-3 innings. Okay, Nelson out of the pen. 3 up, 3 down. Head to the bottom of the 6th. Fly Boys trail by 1-2-1 here on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Flyboys down 2-1 as we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. Sonny McCurry Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail. There's no need to stress. Why would you have took a chance? Call McCurry Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866. Visit them online, easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Miles Smith steps in to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. A 2-1 ball game is that pitch from Hales. This is for a ball 1-0. So Hales is going to go for a sixth inning of work. We saw Tarbert replaced by Cade Nelson, who had a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen. It's been a defensive battle. 1-0, Smith hits that one off the edge of the bat, fouls it off, out of play, 1-1. It's weird to see a low-scoring game between these two teams. 3-1 ball game on the second day of the season. It's the last time really a normal scoring game. That was chopped over the first. Perry picks it up. He'll flip it over to Hales. Bang, bang, play, and just in time, Smith gets there on infield single. Close, bang, bang, play. Perry at the last minute tried to flip it over to Hales, and reaching on the infield single is Miles Smith to lead off the sixth inning. Ian Doherty will now step in. That one gets down, thrown the third. Smith safely. That's a double by Doherty. He stands there. So a leadoff single by Smith and then a double by Doherty. That's back-to-back hits for the Flyboys. So they have runners at second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Cole Hales, a long pause here. That's the only two times we've seen Hales really look off his game here. The Flyboys look to take a lead as now it'll be Aiden Canada coming in with a chance. One well placed hit ball to the outfield will make it a tied ball game here between these two foes. Runners at second and third, nobody out for Aiden Canada. Infield's going to shift in for the Axemen, and now the last second, Casillas is going to move back. He doesn't really bunt a whole lot. His first pitch, Canada hits that one opposite field toward right field. It's going to hang up in the air. It is caught by center fielder. Smith's going to tag up. Smith's going to come in and score. The front of third is not in time. Sack fly for Aiden Canada. We are tied at two. So the sack fly by Canada brings home the tying run. We are tied at two runs apiece here with just one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Jack O'Reilly will step up now. And if he gets a sack fly, the Flyboys can take a lead here. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now a tied ball game, two runs apiece. It's from Hales to O'Reilly. Misses outside for ball 1-0. O'Reilly hits that one over the head of the third baseman Diggs. Coming in the score is Doherty, and the Flyboys lead 3-2. An RBI single by Jack O'Reilly. So how about that, Flyboys? Just like that in this inning, I've scored two runs and now lead it 3-2 thanks to a sack fly by Kennedy and an RBI single by O'Reilly, and the carousel can keep moving with Shamar Dalton up with just one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 lead now for the Flyboys. That one breaks away. Low, 1-0 to Dalton now. That one just got out of the head of Diggs. Would have been a great catch, but Riley stands at first base to bring home the lead run. That one's hit sharply. That one's a single. Dalton's at first base. O'Reilly's rounding second. The ball gets away from the right fielder. O'Reilly's going to round third. The throw to the plate's cut off, and O'Reilly's going to score. Single for Dalton, and then the error by the right fielder. Ian Riley allows Jack O'Reilly to come in and score, and that's three unanswered for the Flyboys, and they now lead it 4-2, and that's probably going to do it for Hales. A single, a double, sack fly, single, single, and the error by Riley allows O'Reilly to come all the way and score from second base. So that does it for Cole Hales. Flyboys now up 4-2. They've exploded for three runs. We'll tell you about the new pitcher for the Axemen. We return Flyboys. I've turned this one around up 4-2 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
New pitcher now for the Axemen is number 50. Gotta find out who that is real quick. O'Brien. Tails goes 4 1/3, gives up those 6 hits. And still, Dalton's there to save this. Got 10 runs, 5 of those earned. Will Brown steps in, now a 4-2 lead for the Flyboys with just one out. O'Brien, new pitcher, and now they're going to check on O'Brien's wrist. They're going to say a wristband he is wearing is cannot be worn because of the color. So Brian will step back in. There's a single by Miles Smith, then an RBI double by Daltrey. Then a sack fly from Kennedy scored Smith. RBI single from O'Reilly, then an RBI single from Dalton scored O'Reilly, and that's three unanswered runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Because Flyboys up 4-2. That one is going to hit Brown, and he'll walk all the way to first base. So inauspicious start for Liam O'Brien.
And
that was a pass ball. Would have brought Dalton in the score to third base, but luckily, I guess you can say luckily, it's a hit batter, so Dalton stays at second. Run at first and second. One out for Maddox. Mikolajkis. Mikolajkis has a chance to blow this one wide open. Already has a double and a run scored today. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from O'Brien. It's 0-1. Love to get out of this inning if you're the Axemen, down just two runs. Again, their offense can explode for several. Granted, they haven't scored in four innings tonight. Thanks to great pitching from Tarbert Nelson, the 0-1. That's outside 1-1. Sun's starting to set here in Greenville just past 8:42 p.m. Lights on at Pioneer Park. Gorgeous night for baseball. Going to be some great weather this weekend. Come on out to see the rest of the two games in this series. At Pioneer Park tomorrow at 7 and 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. Here's the 1-1. That one's up in the bat. Mikolajkis, it's 1-2. Maybe Hales was out there a little too long. On 5 1/3 of an inning. He's on the hook right now for the loss in all four of these runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Liam O'Brien. Hit off the end of the bat. Mikolajkis stays alive. Pinkston's on deck. And get to him about a double play here. There's Brown and Dalton at first and second. Just one out. Three runs have been scored this inning by the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from O'Brien to Mikolajkis. Breaking ball misses just outside, 2-2. Can't quite close the book on Hales as he's responsible for those runs at first, or runner at second, Dalton. Brown was plunked by O'Brien to start his appearance here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch from O'Brien. Off the end of the bat will hang in the air. Going to be a tough play. And diving catch is made by Nathan Anderson. For about the second is not in time. And there's two away. So this time after Peterson made a diving catch last inning, it was Nathan Anderson makes a great catch. There's now two away. He takes away the sacrifice for Andrew Pinkston. That's a great play by Anderson there. It's a very good defensive player. Usually a very good bat. Hasn't been hitting as well tonight, but still very dangerous. Pinkston comes in. He's a 1-for-3 tonight. Come on out his last two times up. Does have a single. A single here would bring home Dalton, make it a 5-2 game. So we ain't going to miss that one. 0-1. 4-2 lead for the Flyboys now. In the bottom of the sixth inning. Scored three runs in this frame. Take their first lead of the night. It's the 0-1 pitch from O'Brien. That one misses low, and 1-1. Pinkston trying to load the bases up for Dub Gleed, who has an RBI single. Tonight, as Gleed stands on deck. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from O'Brien. Blew it right by Pinkston. It's now 1-2. Fly, boys. Looking to break a six-game losing streak. Kingsport lost last night to Elizabethton. Hoping to avoid a streak or the Axemen. They only lost 10 games all season. The 1-2. That one misses. A great slider that moved across the strike zone. Couldn't get the call on the edge. Now deuces wild to Pinkston from O'Brien. Runs at first and second. Two outs. Flyboys now at 4-2. The three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They've scored four unanswered. They've kept Kingsport scoreless since the second inning. The 2-2 pitch. Misses high. Count runs full. So runners will be taking off on this pitch for the Flyboys. As Dub Gleed on deck and hoping to get the bases loaded for Gleed. And keep extending this scoring stretch for the Flyboys. Payoff pitch coming from Liam O'Brien. That's the bottom of six. Runners go. That one's high, and now the bases are loaded for Dub Gleed. And if Gleed reaches, the Flyboys will bat around this inning. Smith's single got this started. He stands on deck. Gleed has an RBI single tonight. Back in the third inning. That started the scoring for the Flyboys and made a 2-1 game at the time. That's where we set until this scoring outburst. That one misses high, 1-0. That one looked like a great pitch, but again, Matthew Metcalf strikes a lot smaller than most umpires. But he's consistently called that a ball all season long. 1-0 pitch to Gleed. Gleed swings and misses. Good pitch. Blow it right by him. By O'Brien. Bases full of boys. Up 4-3, looking to 4-2, pardon me, with three runs in the bottom of the six, looking to extend this lead. Here's the 1-1. Right down the middle for a strike, 1-2. So O'Brien a strike away from getting out of the bases loaded jam. Keeping it a 2-run ball game. Gleed. Love to lift one to the outfield. Probably would like to try a bases clearing double. Has that power to hit a home run. He has two this season. The 1-2 pitch. Two outs from O'Brien to Gleed. Misses outside on the corner, 2-2. So now deuces wild to Dub Gleed. Walk would bring in a run. That run would be on the shoulder of Hales as Dalton was the last batter he faced. They get a 3-run lead for the Flyboys. Time's going to get called by, I believe, the catcher, Henry. And Mile reset. 2-2 pitch coming to Gleed from O'Brien. Two outs, bases loaded here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Blow this one open to the Flyboys. 2-2. Hit, chopped over towards second, handled by White, flips to second just in time to make the play. So the fielder's choice ends the inning, but not before the Flyboys explode for three runs and take a 4-2 lead. Head to the final third of this ball game. So we have some offense now between these two teams. We'll see you in the top of the seventh inning. We come back. Flyboys, Broadcast Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning have given the Flyboys a 4-2 lead in this one. Thanks to a sack fly by Aiden Canada and RBI singles by Jack O'Reilly and Shamar Dalton. Now Cade Nelson comes out instead of a 1-run deficit, has a 2-run cushion with a chance to end the 6-game losing streak the Flyboys are on. The only win of the second half of the season came over Bluefield a week ago and knocked off the Ridge Runners 10-6. Didn't play game two because it was rained out. And were swept by Burlington, swept by Elizabethan, swept by Johnson City. Trying to avoid the loss tonight in the 6-game losing streak. Kendall Diggs steps in. He's 0-for-1, has drawn a walk today. That one misses from Nelson outside, 1-0. That's a strikeout as well. So game's nowhere near over. We've seen comebacks from larger deficits by both these teams against each other. 1-0. Shot foul. 1-1. Opening night, Flyboys scored 6 runs to take a brief lead. Then the Axemen scored 5. Eventually was tied at 9 runs apiece, going to the top, to the bottom of the ninth, and a walk-off bunt single won the ball game for Kingsport on opening night, 10-9. 1-1 pitch from Nelson to Diggs. It's in the first strike, 1-2. That 17-14 game, the Flyboys were in the top of the ninth inning, down to their final 3 outs, scored 6 runs, down 14-11 in the game, which the Axemen came from behind, down by about 4 runs earlier in that game. Take a 14-11 lead on and win 17-14, did the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Nelson. Hit off the end of the bat of Diggs, hangs in the air. Glee's going to look for it and will watch it get out of play on the berm. And Child's going to go flying after it. And he makes the snag. Now you got to run back up that berm. That berm's pretty steep. I've been out there to check on, you know, cameras, lighting, and all that stuff. That's a steep hill out there, but a lot younger than I am. I'm not younger than 26 years old. I know some of y'all are like, oh, that's not old yet. You don't know what old is. I can feel it sometimes. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Nelson to Diggs. That one gets in there. Called strike 3. That one must have just found the bottom of the strike zone. That's a strikeout for Nelson. Second one of the day. And Nelson's retired 4 in a row. And overall, the Flyboys have retired 8 straight batters. That's why the Axemen are down 4-2. Haven't been able to get on base. Just 3 hits tonight for the Kingsport Axemen. Henry Hunter steps in. First pitch and therefore strike 0-1. It's Cade Nelson. He's in line for the win now. Can't shut out Tarbert's performance. Those 2 runs given up were unearned. Take that away. It's a 4-0 shutout. It's the 0-1. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. And that's on the best offense in the Appy League. Had scored 293 runs coming into this game. Now 295. Again, plenty of time left, though, for the Axemen to wake up the bats. The 0-2 pitch. Shot foul. And rolls to the dugout. Oh, can't grab it on deck. And Mays White from his teammate. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Going from Nelson to Henry Hunter in times get called. They're going to change, actually. They changed the air for me and Riley in the outfield. Nope, they didn't. They did have that error. 0-2, breaking ball outside, 1-2. Followed the Axemen at 2 errors tonight. I was trying to think of now when they commit another error. So they did not, just 1 error. 1 error by Greenville. That cost them the run earlier in the ball game. The 1-2. That one misses low, 2-2. I'm trying to battle back here with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Flyboys score 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth, take a 4-2 lead. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, back-to-back strikeouts from Cade Nelson. He's got 3 today. 9 straight batters have been retired by the Flyboys defense. Here comes Mays White, reaching on a fielder's choice that allowed a run to score back in the second inning and struck out back in the fourth. So Mays White has been very good against Greenville this season. Kept in check right now. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Has not made any crazy defensive plays either, which is rare. I haven't seen a whole lot of balls hit toward him, however, so. As he plays at second base, had that tough play, is swinging a miss, strike 2. It's Caden Nelson, strike out the side, had a tough play that allowed Smith to reach, and that started the last inning. So, other than that, a tough one. 0-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strikes out the side, but Caden Nelson. 1-2-3 inning, 10 straight batters retired. Flyboys keep a 2-run lead. It's time to stretch at Pioneer Park. Flyboys up 4-2 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
there's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys defense have retired 10 straight batters, including Cade Nelson, striking out the side. In that last inning, he has 4 strikeouts today out of the pen. So he has been phenomenal for sure. It's a 4-2 lead for the Fly Boys here over the Kingsport Axemen. Here in the, heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, looking around the rest of the Appy League. Burlington up 5-1 on Danville in the top of the eighth. Pulaski up 4-1 on Bristol in the top of the seventh. John City up 5-0 on Elizabethton. So the Doughboys getting hot at the right moment. Trying to, as they sit in second place right now, trying to hold that spot. The Appy League West, Bluefield up 4-2 on Princeton. They lost the first game of a doubleheader today, making up a game from earlier in the year. That was rained out between those two rivals, and Princeton won that one 7-2. Bluefield up 4-2 in the second one. Miles Smith got the inning started with a leadoff single. His first pitch, he fouls off 0-1. Liam O'Brien was able to keep the Fly Boys off the board from extending the lead. Did walk a batter and hit a batter, but didn't allow a hit, didn't allow any runs. That's all you can ask for out of your reliever in that situation. The 0-1, that one misses just low, and it's 1-1. Good pitch from O'Brien, just quite fine in the strike zone. So close the book on Helms. He gets 5 in the first, gets 8 hits, 4 runs, walks 2, strikes out 4. Was doing great until that sixth inning. Just a 1-1. That one's healthy in the bat, fouled. 1-2. Fly Boys trying to snap the 6-game losing streak. Their 17th win of the season. They said 5 games under 500. That's the lowest they've been under 500 mark. 1-2, misses outside. I believe it's 3-1, actually. That's our count. Here's the, I believe the 3-1 pitch coming to Miles Smith. Scoreboard says one thing, stats say another thing. Here's the pitch. Allen's in the dirt. Almost hit Smith. Nope, that was 2-2. My bad. And the count runs full, 3-2. Smith leading off the bottom of the seventh like he did, leading off the bottom of the sixth. Got a single, came around the score that inning off the sack fly by Canada. Had time, tied it up. Now Fly Boys up 4-2. Payoff pitch from O'Brien. That one's low. Misses. Second walk of the game for O'Brien. And Smith will reach for the second straight at bat. And that's a leadoff walk thrown by Miles Smith. It was Ian Daugherty. Had a double his last time up and then came around the score. Off the RBI single by Jack O'Reilly, looking to move Smith in the scoring position and extend this 4-2 lead. Something the Fly Boys haven't been able to do when they've had leads. They've been able to get leads against Johnson and Elizabethan. Haven't been able to extend them at all. Brian from the stretch fires. Smith's going to take off. That first pitch missed for a ball. Throw down the second. Not in time as Miles Smith slides underneath the tag. Mays White can't believe it. That's a stolen base. That throw kind of hung in the air from Hunter, and by the time it got there, it was going to be a close play, but Miles Smith steals second. All of a sudden, there's a runner in scoring position for Ian Daugherty with nobody out. Here's the 1-0 with nobody out from O'Brien to Daugherty as Smith steals second base. 1-0 coming. That one misses low 2-0. Now, I wonder if anybody's going to try to steal third. Past few nights, Flyboys have tried to steal third. It has not worked out for them. They've done it three times. With La Liberte once, twice with Pinkston. And all three times, they were gunned out trying to steal third base. So I wonder if they'll attempt that here. 2-0. Now one misses outside from O'Brien. 3-0. O'Brien just can't quite find the strike zone right now. I don't know if the steal's kind of thrown him off a bit. Still stretch. He's going to reset a little bit, talk to himself, trying to reset. Smith at second base. Daugherty with a 3-0 count. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-2 lead for Flyboys. That one's in there for a strike. Daugherty thought that was ball four. That one snuck in there in the last minute, 3-1. So Daugherty will reset, asking where that one hit from Metcalf, and he kind of has a chuckle. Daugherty will step back in. 3-1 pitch from O'Brien to Ian Daugherty. 4-2 lead for the Flyboys. Smith takes a pretty big lead off of second base. O'Brien will fire. Swing and a miss. Good pitch, and O'Brien has worked it back to a full count. It's Daugherty to chase. This will be a big time out for the Axemen. They were down by two runs. Daugherty hits one to the outfield. A chance for Smith to come in and score. If it gets down, it's deep enough. Or a chance to move him up. As the infield's playing pretty deep here, and time's going to get called. Daugherty to reset. Daugherty one of those bright orange cleats from Oklahoma State University. Plays catcher there with his teammate Riley Taylor. Two Cowboys from Stillwater. The payoff pitch coming from O'Brien to Daugherty. Swing and a miss. O'Brien comes back to get the strikeout. Big time play by O'Brien. It was a 3-0 count. Gets his first strikeout, and now there's one away for Aiden Kennedy. Kennedy's drawn a walk, struck out, and then had the sack fly. His last time up, that tied the game at 2. Anything to the outfield is probably going to move Smith back over to third base. So after being ahead 3-0, Daugherty strikes out. And that's got to give some confidence if you're Liam O'Brien. And this one, first pitch to Kennedy. That one swung on and missed 0-1. So O'Brien looks like he's found his groove again after issuing the walk. As Kennedy looks to extend this lead for the Flyboys up 4-2. In the bottom of the seventh inning, one out. 1-0 gets in there for a strike. 0-2. So O'Brien now settling in after that leadoff walk, and then Smith stole second. After getting down 3-0 on Daugherty, he gets a strikeout. Now up 0-2 on Kennedy. And just still one out for the Flyboys, though. Check on Smith at second. Here's the 0-2. Well outside, 1-2. Some bodies in the pens for both teams. Would not be surprised, though, if we saw Nelson again. And I believe Shane Tucker warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. Can't quite tell it was warming up in the pen. And there's just some stretching for the Axemen right now. Here's the 1-2 from O'Brien to Aiden Kennedy with one out. And O'Brien's going to step off and check on Smith and reset. These two will meet together two more times this weekend. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at 5:30 for a 7-inning game for an off day next Monday. It's been a long stretch for all these teams. 1-2. That one misses outside, 2-2. That one just missed. Oh, low, and it's 2-2 count. Been a long week because you got 2 days off for the 4th of July, after the 4th of July, but all these players, most of them at least, went to that Happy League Pro Day in Charlotte, so really only one day off, and Flyboys were on a four-game road stretch during that, during the past week, and then came home for two games, went to John C for two, and now home for three more. 2-2 pitch. And off the end of the bat, Kennedy stays alive, 2-2. Kingsport wasn't home for a good majority of this last stretch, but we're at Elizabethton, and now in five straight road games. Played two at Elizabethton, going to split, and now playing three against the Flyboys. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from O'Brien to Kennedy with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. O'Brien fires, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts by O'Brien. So he has settled in nicely now. And that brings up Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly had a little bloop single that got out of the head of Kendall Diggs. At third base, scored Daugherty, and that made it at the time a 3-2 ball game, and then came around the score after the error by Ian Riley. Off the RBI single by Dalton. So O'Reilly steps in, now batting 300 on the year. Looking to come up clutch again as he has for the most part this season. That pitch misses outside, one and up. If O'Reilly can reach, you have Dalton on deck again. Dalton had that RBI single his last time up. Dalton getting off the schneid a bit here. Now misses high, 2-0. Pitch. O'Brien had a 3-0 count on Daugherty and was able to come back and get the strikeout. That started off the first out of this inning. Here's 2-0. That one's high 3-0. So now will O'Brien be able to come back against O'Reilly here? Struck out Daugherty after being down 3-0. Held on to strikeout Kennedy. Now a 3-0 count. On to Jack O'Reilly. I would love to hit one to the outfield and bring home Smith. Here's the 3-0 coming. Breaking ball. This is high, and that's a walk. Four-pitch walk, the second of the inning. I don't know quite where that one missed. It just must have missed high, but allows O'Brien to get on there. That's the third walk for O'Brien. This outing, second of the inning, that's going to bring Hunter out to talk to him with runners at first and second for Shamar Dalton. Had an RBI single his last time up. Was stranded at second to end the inning. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, now Bluefield only up 4-3 on Princeton. The Wispicks get two runs back. Elizabethan has scored now, down 5-1 to Johnson City. Pulaski up 4-1 on Bristol in top of the eighth, and then one game about to finish up in Burlington. The Sock Puppets up 5-1 on their rivals, the Otterbots, looking to give Danville their fourth straight loss. They have the second longest losing streak in the Appy League. The longest belongs to the Flyboys. They've lost six in a row. Looking to break that schneid here, up 4-2. Runs on first and second with two outs for Dalton. Dalton misses outside, 1-0. Five straight balls thrown by O'Brien. So trying to avoid getting the bases loaded for Will Brown, who stands on deck after he fouled back to get a pair of strikeouts. The 1-0. That one's fouled off the helmet of Hunter, and the umpire Metcalf asking him if he's okay. And Hunter's like, yeah, you okay? And they both share a laugh and a fist bump. So that one hit off of Hunter's face gear, and I think it off Metcalf's face gear a little bit, but everybody looks good to go, which I see everybody safely. It's a tough position catcher for sure, and it's very tough for the umpire as well. I've seen Jacob Kiefauver got nailed by a ball earlier in the season. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming to Dalton. Now and misses low, 2-1. O'Brien can settle in nicely to start off, but since then is trying to paint the corners a bit, trying to get some of those calls, but Matthew Metcalf, a smaller strike zone than most umpires in the Appy League, and that's not a bad thing. He's very consistent, and that's really all you ask for. 2-1. That one's hit to center field. Going to be a tough play. Peterson tries to make a diving catch. Can't make that one. That's another RBI single for Dalton. Smith's going to score. O'Reilly's going to try to come. No, but O'Reilly's going to go back to third. As that is an RBI double for Dalton. Now a 5-2 lead. Man, another great diving catch by Peterson away from getting out of the inning. But the RBI double by Dalton brings home Smith. O'Reilly gets the third base. The Flyboys now lead it 5-2. And Will Brown will step up. That would have been a great catch by Peterson again. Just could not quite get the balance. A Dalton, an RBI single, an RBI double tonight. It's now a 5-2 lead for the Flyboys. The bottom of the seventh inning is Will Brown, who was hit by a pitch his last time up and has a double tonight, looks to extend the lead here. Once again, after the RBI double, 5 unanswered runs for the Flyboys. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Those 5 unanswered, 4 have been scored in the last 2 innings. Scored 3 in the bottom of the 6th and then scored this 1 so far in the bottom of the 7th. 2 outs here for Brown. 0-1 hit foul to the netting, 0-2. And now O'Brien a strikeout away from getting out of this inning. Nikolaikis stands on deck if Brown can reach. It's a 5-2 lead. 9 hits tonight for the Flyboys. There's the offense that gone kind of MIA really over the past few ball games, really over this 6-game stretch. The 0-2. Brown reaches for that one. It's fouled into the concourse, and a fan can't quite make the catch. Off the fingertips. Oh, man, does get the rebound, and hey, he gives it to a girl dressed up as Elsa here on Princess Knight. So the fan can't make the catch, but makes up for it with the souvenir for little Elsa in the crowd. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming. O'Brien to Brown. That one's fouled off, and Brown stays alive. So Brown's fouled off every single pitch except for one in this at-bat. It's a long outing for O'Brien out of the pen, and someone's warming up for the Axemen to possibly see in the 8th inning. Right now, a 5-2 lead for the Flyboys here. Bottom of the 7th inning, Brown trying to extend it. 0-2, breaking ball, chops, slow roller to O'Brien, makes the stop, fires the first, it's on time, and gets the out. But Shamar Dalton, an RBI double. His second RBI of the day, and the Flyboys now lead it 5-2. We head to the 8th inning. Flyboys up 5-2 on the Kingsport Axemen here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 5-2 as we head to the 8th inning. And unfortunately against the Johnson City Doughboys, this is kind of where that fell apart earlier in the week. The Flyboys were down by 2 runs at that time and ended up losing 14-4. So you hope Cade Nelson is going out for another inning of work, who struck out the side, and the Flyboys have retired 10 batters in a row, can end this 6-game losing streak up 5-2. After RBI double by Shamar Dalton in the last inning, and five unanswered runs total by Greenville in this one. Fly boys will go back on defense. Cade Nelson back out for a third inning of work as Nathan Anderson steps in for the fourth time today. And uncharacteristically, Anderson has not recorded a hit. He's made some good defensive plays, including a diving catch, but is 0 for 4 as wait on the find your shoes game was going on. And had a multitude of kids. Some dress as princesses, love their dresses. Dressed to impress tonight, for sure. Got to meet Elsa, Anna, and Moana. That's kind of hard to say. As Nathan Anderson looks to square the bunt, that one misses for a ball 1-0. Moana threw out the first pitch. Elsa sang the national anthem, so multi-talented Disney princesses here. 1-0. Anderson squares the bunt again. That one's foul 1-1. So Anderson trying to bunt to get on. With that speed, he can do so. That one's fouled off 1-1, so I wonder if Anderson will try to swing away. And, oh, mistake there by Riley. Brady Quinn's that ball. Trying to pick it up and throw it to the dugout and land behind him. It's 1-1 to Anderson. Anderson swings away and fouls it off 1-2. So Anderson frustrated with himself. Uncharacteristically 0-for-3 tonight. It's Nathan Anderson. Was a former Happy League Player of the Week. And as a 16-game on-base streak, that is at risk right now because unless the Axemen bat around the 8th and 9th, probably not going to see Anderson again. That one misses outside 2-2. Kingsport scores late in a lot of these games, especially against the Flyboys. They have been able to score in the 8th and 9th inning to come back and knock off the Flyboys. Here's a 2-2. That one gets in there, called strike three. Cade Nelson has struck out 4 in a row. And Anderson's 0-for-4, so his 16-game on base streak is at jeopardy. Fifth strikeout for Cade Nelson. 11 straight batters retired by his Flyboy defense. This has been a clinic so far. So we head back to Aaron Casillas, who is also 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Breaking ball in there for strike 0-1. Defense has woken up for the Flyboys. They have been able to hold off the Axemen so far. And their offense has been able to score and help them out. 0-1. Check swing. Let's see if this went around. 0-2. As Nelson looks for his fifth straight strikeout. And the 12th straight batter retired if he can get Casillas here. Here's the 0-2 one out. Check swing. Casillas does not go around on that one. They're going to appeal to the field and say no. Does Tyler Parsons 1-2. Casillas kind of brought the sigh of relief after that pitch because that was a tempting offer that just missed outside. The 1-2. Chopped over toward Gleig. Gleig picks up, fires toward first, and makes the out. 12 straight batters retired by this Flyboys defense. This started back at the end of the fourth inning, a strikeout by Tarver to Maze White. Since then, 12 straight batters have been retired. If it wasn't for a single by Henry Hunter, who was later picked off in that inning, it would be a lot longer stretch. 12 straight have been retired. Zian Riley steps in with two outs in the top of the eighth. Squares the bunt, picked up by Nelson. He falls down, and that's an infield single. That ends the streak. So, bunt single any way he can get on. That's the first batter, the last 12 batters to reach. And this is the fourth hit of the day for the Axemen, but it works as Riley will stand on first base. As Corbin Shaw steps in. So, that ends the 12 straight batter streak retired. And Corbin Scrawl will step in. Shaw today, 1-for-2 of a run scored. Scored back in the second inning after having a single. Score off the error. Fires back to first as Nelson back in time is Riley. So some may say that's a cheap way to get on. I say, hey, do whatever you can. I don't care about these unwritten rules. You're just trying to win. And throws back and almost in time there. Nelson gets a good move. Fourth hit of the day for the Axemen off the bunt single by Riley. Ends a streak of 12 straight batters retired. Goes back to first again, and they're going to keep checking on Riley as long as they can. So Shane Tucker, I believe, is warming up in the bullpen. Close this one out. That one misses high. That's 1-0 as Shaw gets out of the way of that one. Nelson here with the first time he's had to have a base runner on against them. See what we can do. It struck out 1.4 straight batters. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaks outside 2-0. So wondering how Nelson will handle this. Cannot lose any control here. Remember, only still two outs, but yes, the Axemen can find their offense late. It's just a three-run ball game, and don't want to get a situation where your offense is having to score. Big breaking ball, swing and a miss, 2-1. That's a great pitch from Nelson. It's 2-1 to Shaw as Nelson gets set. Riley at first base, and Riley's going to take off. That one's in the dirt. Throw is offline and around the base, and he looked like he was off at the last minute, but Riley found, swam back to the base, and still seconds, 3-1 count. That was a wide throw by Daugherty. And then Riley swam kind of around the base, missed the base at first, got the tag on the base in time, as it's a 3-1 count. 3-1 count to Corbin Shaw with two outs here. Now a runner at second base after a stolen bag. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Nelson. That one's in there for a strike, 3-2. It's 3-2 now as counts full as Nelson tries to get the strikeout and keep the Axemen at bay. Here's the payoff pitch from Cade Nelson. He fires. Hit high, into the air, going to hang up. Nelson looks for it. Canday calls him off, makes the catch, inning over. So, Axemen get a runner on after the bunt single by Riley. And the Flyboys defense are able to get out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Can the Flyboys extend their lead? And we return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 5-2. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. A new pitcher on for the Axemen. Trying to get a number here. Close the door on O'Brien. That's number 27 for the Axemen. Aiden May will come in the pitch now. May has thrown exactly 'm hearing Andrew Lindsay, so trying to see who exactly that is. Yes, it is Andrew Lindsay. So Andrew Lindsay, yes. Pardon me. Aid May was an old pitcher for the Axemen. So this is the first time we've seen Andrew Lindsay in the Appy League this season. Max Mikolaikis steps in. There's the pitch. Lindsay gets in there for a strike 0-1. So Andrew Lindsay, first time we're seeing him. Lindsay from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. They have a New Johnsonville, Tennessee. That one's ripped foul and almost caught by a kid in the first row, but misses that one. It's 0-2. Had Aiden May listed on there, but no, that's Andrew Lindsay. That's, I think, his first appearance in the Appy League. 0-2, check swing. You'll see if Megalikas went and say no. It's Parsons, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Well, it's from Lindsay. Andrew Lindsay this season went 6-2 for the Charlotte 49ers. Had 81 innings pitched and struck out 76 this past season. That one's chopped, slow roller over the short, picked up by Casillas, fires in time and gets the out. Andrew Pinkston steps in, top of the order, back up for the Fly Boys. First pitch to Pinkston, misses for a ball, 1-0. Another pitch, that one's shot foul, 1-1. So Pinkston, his last time up, drew a walk. Today, Pinkston is 1-for-3 of a walk in this ball game. That one gets misses for a ball, 2-1. And pardon me, that's. But now we're hearing a couple of names. So this may not be Andrew Lindsay. It might be William. Two from Lindsay, misses outside. Now here to William Shelton. I believe that's Andrew Lindsay. I'm not entirely sure. Again, he's not listed on the roster with any number, so maybe that is Andrew Lindsay on the mound. Here's the 3-2 time call by Pinkston. One out for the Fly Boys in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the payoff pitch from Lindsay. Swing and a miss. Pinkston goes around. That was more of a defensive swing. So Lindsay gets his first strikeout of the season. That's timely. Two outs now for Doug Gleed. Pinkston swung all the way around on that one as Gleed will step in. Gleed today is 1-for-4 of an RBI. Ball makes an appearance from, I guess, the Flyboy bullpen. Not entirely where that came from. It came flying out right field. So, Gleed had an RBI single back in the third inning. At the scoring start. First pitch is foul and one. Back scored Mikolaikis. And since then, Flyboys have scored 5 unanswered. Up 5-2, scored 4 runs in the 6th and 7th inning. 0-1 pitch. Finds the strike zone. And Lindsay has a chance to get a second strikeout inning in a 1-2-3 inning. Keep the Flyboys off the board for the first time since the 5th frame. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Gleed. That one misses outside, 1-2. Like I said, Cade Nelson may be going out there, but seeing guys like Shane Tucker warm up. Looking to end the 6-game losing streak for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Lindsay the Gleed. Breaking ball finds the corner. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lindsay, and he's got two today. So, keeps the Fly Boys off the board. 1-2-3 inning. Fly Boys up 5-2. Head to the top of the ninth. Fly Boys looking to close it out in this six-game losing streak. We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now pitching for the Fly Boys for the first time in a long time. As Caswell Smith, first time pitching since June 24th, was also against Kingsport, which he allowed two runs and walked two. But back on June 23rd in that 17-14 ball game, Smith was lights out, got the save, went one inning and struck out one and didn't allow a single hit. So Smith has had the Axemen's number at times this season. Closed the book on an incredible day by Caden Nelson. Strikes out five, allows just one hit, and keeps the Axemen off the board. As the Fly Boys look to end their six-game losing streak, Caswell Smith looks to be the guy to close it out. Kingsport's offense has battled in every single ball game, and so got to try to hold off the best offense in the Appy League. A three-run lead is not safe at all against the Axemen. As Perry will step in to lead off the top of the ninth. Perry today is 1-for-2 of a run scored, has drawn a walk, but last time up he flew out to left field. Here's the first pitch. The Perry chopped over to Brown. Brown picks it up, fires the first, and there's one away just like that. Hey, if you're Caswell Smith, you can throw three pitches, get three outs. You'll love to take that. And now Peterson will step in. Sam Peterson was a diving catch away from keeping it a 4-2 ball game the last back in the seventh inning. His first pitch misses from Smith for a ball, 1-0. Peterson today 0-for-3 with a pair of fly outs and a strikeout. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Smith to Peterson. That one misses high, and now 2-0. A 2-0 pitch coming from Smith to Peterson. Fly Boys looking to end their six-game losing streak. 2-0. That one misses, now 3-0. Pitch coming to Sam Peterson, looking to start a rally for the Axemen in the top of the ninth. That one's right down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Caswell Smith, a guy who honestly might be one of the best athletes on this team, and BP makes some of the craziest diving catches I've ever seen, 3-1 pitch. That one races high, almost clips Peterson, and Peterson's going to get the walk with one out to So Smith issues a walk. Now, there's a runner on with one out for Kendall Diggs. Diggs drew a walk earlier in the ball game. He's 0 for 2. A walk and two strikeouts. The runner's on first with one out. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Flyboys up 5-2. And Diggs can get on, and that tying run will be by Henry Hunter, who has a home run this season. Here's the first pitch to Diggs from Smith. That one misses high, and that's now a ball from Smith. So Smith struggled the last time he faced Kingsport. Trying to avoid that here as an arm already warming up in the bullpen for the Lion Boys. Haven't seen Smith, like we said, since June 24th against Kingsport. So last three star appearances have been against the Axemen. In there for a strike, 1-1. Got the save in one of them. After Perry grounds out on the first pitch, a five-pitch walk issued to Peterson. That's why he stands at first base. Here's the 1-1 to Diggs. Hits high and fouled behind. 1-2 now. Smith from the College of Charleston. Good season there with the Cougars, who won the regular season title for the Colonial Athletic Association. Failed to make the NCAA tournament, falling in the conference tournament up at James Madison, fell to UNC Wilmington. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Diggs from Caswell Smith, one out. Hits straight up in the air again, out of play, and Diggs stays alive. Final scores from the Appy League. Burlington knocks off Danville 5-1, so Danville's lost four in a row now. Pulaski up 6-1 beats Bristol 6-1. Top of the eighth, Johnson City up 9-1 on Elizabethton. And then Princeton and Bluefield tied at four runs apiece in the bottom of the seventh. So Princeton trying to earn a doubleheader sweep of the Ridge Runners. That one's in there, called strike three. And now the Axemen are down to their final out. It is Henry Hunter, though, who has that power behind him. 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. It is Hunter. He'll step in with a runner at first base. Two outs here. Flyboys looking to end their six-game losing streak and hand the Kingsport Axemen their second straight loss. Pearson at first base. Two outs at the top of the ninth. 5-2 ball game. That one almost clips Hunter, 1-0. Two teams will play three times this weekend. They play again tomorrow on Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. And then they'll play on Sunday, 7-inning Sunday at 5:30 p.m. All those games right here at Pioneer Park. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. The 1-0 pitch is high, now 2-0. Hunter reaches. The tying run is White, who stands on deck. Chance here for the Axemen to try to make a comeback. That's where their offense has come to life most of the time this season, if they've ever been down. 2-0. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Great crowd watching these two rivals play again. Greenville looking for their third straight win of the Axemen. It's surprising, seeing how good Kingsport's been. They not had the number. The Flyboys have had their number this year. 2-1. Fouled off down to their final strike are the Axemen. 2-2 count coming. Two outs. Caswell Smith gets set, looking to end the six-game losing streak. Crowd at Pioneer Park on their feet. Dugout gets fired up for Greenville. Smith gets the sign from Daugherty. He'll get set. The 2-2 pitch coming from Caswell Smith to Henry Hunter. Fires. That one misses. Count runs full. So a chance for Hunter to reach now. Payoff pitch coming to him. He can reach. His UAB teammate White stands on deck. He would be the tying run. The 3-2 coming with two outs. From Caswell Smith to Henry Hunter. Here at the top of the ninth inning. Payoff pitch. Hit high into the air, straight in the air. Jack O'Reilly's going to settle underneath it. Runs in and makes the catch. The streak is over. Flyboys win. 5 unanswered runs for the Greenville Flyboys. They knock off the number one team in the Appy League. And take down the Kingsport Axemen 5-2 and end their 6-game losing streak. A magical night for sure for the Flyboys as they come from behind, down 2-0 early, win it 5-2 over Greenville. Defense was lights out tonight for the Flyboys in this one. Cade Nelson, Caswell Smith allowed just one hit, and hey, Rowan Tarbert, not a bad start at all. The two runs he allowed are unearned. Take those away. It's a 5-0 shutout. So the Flyboys back on track. They break the 6-game losing streak, knock off the Kingsport Axemen. And they'll look to do it again tomorrow. We're in the USS Greenville jerseys. Tomorrow, special jerseys that'll be worn and will be auctioned off. Come on down to Pioneer Park tomorrow, July 16th. Bid on your favorite players' jerseys. They're pretty sweet. USS Greenville Submarine on them. Auction off for those jerseys. See if you can earn your favorite Flyboy jerseys. They'll be signed as well. Flyboys and Axemen will meet for game 2 of this 3-game set starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. But if you can't, we'll be here of all the action. The Flyboys Broadcasting Network starting at 6:45 p.m. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We hope you enjoyed this game. Flyboys snap the skid. They win 5-2 over the Axemen. They'll look to do it again tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m. here at Pioneer Park. We'll see you there. Have a great night, everybody. Stay safe and go Flyboys.